Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we will be studying Tehillim, Perek Nun Beis 52. If you recall our last Perek 51, Nun Aleph, we learned about the incredible impact that Teshuvah has. And one of the key ingredients of Teshuvah is that it requires a verbal confession. David HaMelech uttered the words, Chatasi LaHashem, I sinned to Hashem. He told these words to Nathan HaNavi, confessing his sin, and it is a lesson on how the gift of speech can have far-reaching implications. The Medrash in Tehillim, quoting the words of Mishlei, reminds us that Maves v'chayim biyad lashon, life and death are in the hands of the tongue. Lashano shel adam meviyaso l'chayi olam haba, the tongue of man can bring him to eternal life in olam haba. Umiga ram leDavid sheba l'chayi olam haba, and what caused David to earn his place in olam haba? Piv she'amar chatasi, his mouth that uttered the words, I sinned. And now, in this next perek, we learn the flip side of this pasuk in Mishlei, Maves v'chayim biyad lashon. We saw how chayim, life, is in the hands of our tongue and speech. Now David will be teaching us how maves, the ugliness, the destruction, and even death itself can unfortunately occur as a result of our power of speech because of lashon hara, literally evil tongue, a tongue and mouth that are used to slander others. In colloquial pronunciation, lashon hara. Like our previous perek, and similar to the next few prakim as well, the introduction tells us the backdrop of this mizmor. Lamanatseach maskil leDavid, for the conductor, a song that is instructive. Bevo doeg haadomi v'yageid l'sha'ul v'yomer lo, ba David el beis achimelech. This is the song that was composed after the horrific murder of all of the residents of the priestly city of Nov, when Doeg the Edomi informed on David to Shaul HaMelech, who had been in pursuit of David, that David had been in the house of Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol. The episode is recorded in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Prakim Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis, 21 and 22. It occurred before David was actually king, but after he was anointed privately. Shaul had been the king, and David had been in his court numerous times to alleviate his depression by playing music for him. Shaul had a raging jealousy for David, and David was on the run. He had no time to prepare, and he had to escape the area with no provisions. He ended up in the city of Nov. Doeg, the trusted servant of Shaul, played on the insecurities of Shaul, told him that he had seen David in Nov, and that he saw him speaking to Achimelech the Kohen Gadol, asking him for food and weapons and provisions. He allowed Shaul to come to the conclusion that Achimelech was in cahoots with David, who Shaul considered an enemy, even though Doeg knew full well that Achimelech had no idea that David was even on the run from Shaul. Doeg was an opportunist who manipulated Shaul into condemning Achimelech as well as the entire city to death. Not even Shaul's servants would comply with Shaul to kill Achimelech along with the other Kohanim of the city, but Doeg readily volunteered for the task. And not only did he kill at the Kohanim, but he went lifnim mishuras hadin and he murdered the women and children and the animals of the city. Very, very sad chapter in the history of Am Yisrael that came about because of Shaul's paranoia of David, as well as Doeg maligning David, speaking Lashon Hara about David so that he could incur favor with Shaul. The tragedy of the story is compounded because Doeg, according to Chazal, was the Av Beis Din. He was a serious Torah scholar. And according to Chazal, he had similar qualities to that of David HaMelech himself. The Medrash goes so far as to tell us that the name Doeg and David have the same gematria, the same numerical value, 14, hinting to the fact that they actually had similar characteristics. He is Doeg HaEdomi. Doeg HaEdomi for a number of reasons, one of which is he was passionate as represented by the Adom, the blood red passion, as was David HaMelech. David is described by the Navi as Admoni as well. He was passionate, he was driven. Later in the Perek, describing the account and the story of Doeg and David, in Sefer Shmuel, Doeg is spelled not Doeg, Dalid, Vav, Aleph, Gimel, but as Doeg, Dalid, Vav, Yud, Gimel, Doeg. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Kasiv Doeg u Kasiv Doeg. One time it's written Doeg and one time it's written Doeg. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Doeg, Shema Yetzeze L'Tarbus Ra. Hashem was Kaviyochol worried, Doeg. How would this person end up? How would he use the characteristics that he was endowed with, his mind, his passion, his endurance, and his drive? Would he end up choosing an evil path? And when he did, la'achar sheyatza amar vai sheyatza zeh. Hashem said, oy vei, vai, that he ended up where he did. From Doeg to Doeg with the Vav Yud, oy vai. Pasuk Gimel 3, Matis Halel Bera Hagibor, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. Why do you pride yourself of your evil, Doeg, you Gibor, you mighty warrior? You are known as a Gibor, a warrior of Torah. And what a disgrace that is to the Torah that you spend time studying. Or literally, wow, said sort of tongue-in-cheek, Matis Halel Bera Hagibor, what a mighty warrior you are. You hit a man when he is down. As the Medrash illustrates, you knock a man into a pit or off a roof when you see that he's teetering on the edge. Ha, huh, what bravery that must take. Matis Halel Bera Hagibor. David was defenseless. He ended up in Nov because he had no entourage, no food or provisions, and he was a man on the run. You saw that I had no evil designs against anyone, yet, wow, what a powerful guy you are that you take advantage of a man when he's in trouble. How brave you are that you need to show your bravery by barbarically murdering an entire city of Kohanim, men, women, and children. You know, I think of this pasuk and I think of Hamas, who show their might by kidnapping men, women, and children, who stand with guns drawn, masks over their faces as they paraded and celebrated over the bodies of children who they murdered with their bare hands, along with their mother. Matis Halel Bera Hagibor. Wow, what mighty warriors you are that you can hit a defenseless people. The pasuk continues, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. Hashem's faithfulness never ceases, David tells the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Hashem has ways to help us. And as Rashi explains, in David's particular personal case, even had Achimelech not given me any provision, says David, do you think that Hashem would not have provided the food for me anyway in some other manner? Hashem has many messengers. I have full faith that Hashem sustains me always. And I think that as an aside, this is an important practical message. Remember, Tehillim is there. It's not just going back in time. It's the words of Tehillim are there for us to extract lessons and really tools for us to use when we are going through any kind of situation in our lives. And you can think to situations maybe when you had to enlist the help of someone or an organization or an influential person. Maybe you had to get your kid into school. You needed a contact to get to this doctor or this organization. And sometimes we are so fixed on, well, we have to get this name. We have to get this contact. And we put all of our trust in this person, in this doctor, in this organization, in this Askan. He is the answer. She is the answer. And if we don't get in touch, we may be dismayed. And, you know, how am I going to solve my problem if I don't get connected with this therapist or this doctor? He's the answer. She's the answer to all my problems. But the bottom line is that any connections that we have, they're really only Hashem's messengers. And Hashem does not lack ways and means to help us. Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. Pasuk Dalid 4, Havos tachshov lishonecha ketar melutash osei remia. Your tongue devises treachery and evil like a sharpened razor that works with trickery. Look at the damage that you caused with your tongue, with your speech. Speech is like a razor. It cuts. But there are some razors that cut the hairs, but also cut deep into the skin. This is you, Doeg. Are you proud of yourself? Psukim Hey and Vav 5 and 6. Ahavta ra mitov sheker midaber tzedek sela. You prefer evil to good. You prefer falsehood over speaking words of righteousness. Ahavta kol divrei bala lishon mirma. You love all words that devour speech that is full of deceit. Doeg only told half the story to Shaul, that David had asked for food. He asked for supplies and weapons, but he failed to mention that Achimelech had no idea why David was even there. He failed to mention that David said absolutely nothing negative about Shaul. From the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Doeg's manipulation was part of a pattern that began when Doeg first introduced the idea
of having David play music in Shaul's court. He was the one that made that introduction. He described David with such accolades to Shaul as a way to plant a seed of jealousy within Shaul, all because Doeg was jealous of David. The Gemara says that this is Doeg's personality. You never really know what the real motivation is for anything he says. He says one thing, oh so innocently, that is for the purpose, really, of manipulating those around him. Ahavta kol divrei bala lishon mirma. And in Psukim Zion and Ches, you, Doeg, will receive your just punishment. Hashem will tear you down for all eternity. He will cut you down and uproot you from the land of the living. You have no roots. You will meet your end with no family line, just as you cut off the families of the Kohanim. And v'yir'u tzadikim v'yira'u v'alav yishaku, the righteous, seeing it, will be frightened, but they will also mock him. Pasuk Tes 9, Hine ha-gever lo yosim elokim ma'uzo v'yiftach berov ashro. Ya'oz b'havaso. This is a man who did not trust in Hashem, but trusted in his great wealth, and his power and his wealth became his treachery. We spoke about these ideas of man who trusts in his wealth in Perek Memtes, and in Perek Nun we had discussed the characteristics of hypocrisy. One who is deceitful and portrays a righteous personality to the world, who really is a corrupt opportunist. He despises the words of Torah that he teaches. He may teach it, but it has nothing to do with who he really is. Indeed, the Gemara in Sanhedrin describes the Doeg personality. Ein Torah social Doeg, ela misafa v'lachutz. All of his Torah was just window dressings. Misafa v'lachutz. They were on his lips, but they were external. They were a facade only. But as for me, David says, in Pasuk Yod, v'ani kazayis ra'anan beves elokim, batachti b'chesed elokim, olam va'ed. I am steadfast like an olive tree whose leaves remain green throughout the year, or I am compared to the olive tree who will produce fruit, a family line, or like the olive tree that, despite being crushed, produces the very necessary and pure olive oil. True to form, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, David thanks Hashem that despite his challenges, and in this particular case, David is on the run with Shaul's anger gaining in intensity, and with the incredible pain and feelings of guilt that the Kohanim and the entire city were slaughtered because of him, he says, Odcha le'olam ki asisa va'akaveshimcha ki tov neged chasidecha. I thank you forever, Hashem. I put hope in your name because I know that you bestow goodness to your devoted ones. This perek is David's instruction to us about the terrible fallout that occurs from the result of a loose tongue that results in Lashon Hara. Chayim v'maves biyad Lashon, indeed. In Sefer Shemos, Parshas Tetzava, we read about the big day kahuna, the priestly garments, one of which is the me'il, the tunic that the Kohen Gadol wore. The me'il had 72 pomegranate-shaped tassels, the rimonim, alternating with 72 bells, the pa'amonim. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah tells us that one of the many symbolisms of the me'il is that it atoned for the sin of Lashon Hara. Amar yavo ha-kol v'yichaper al ha-kol. Let the one that produces sound, the kol, the bell, come and atone for the sound that is made by the mouth. And note how the noisy bell that produces sound is atoning for the misuse of the sound that comes out of our mouths. Not that the quiet tassels are atoning for it, but the noisy bell. Because at times we must indeed remain silent and refrain from speaking that Lashon Hara or misusing our speech to hurt others. But the noisy bell reminds us that we should not just refrain from speech, but determine to use our speech for a higher purpose. Hashem gave us the gift of speech to elevate us above the animal kingdom, and the key is not to necessarily remain mute, but to constantly improve our use of this gift to serve Hashem. Furthermore, Rav Avraham Pam Zatzal points out another symbolism. Many times it is the midah of kinah, jealousy, that drives us to misuse our speech to malign others. Who was the first Kohen Gadol to wear these bells? None other than Aaron HaKohen, who is known for his genuine happiness for his brother Moshe. There was no jealousy at all. The bells that were attached to the me'il that Aaron HaKohen wore remind us about the ever-destructive trait of jealousy that is at the root of our very big problem of Lashon Hara. Doeg uses his power of speech to retell a conversation that David had with Ahimelech, the Kohen Gadol, who wears the me'il with the pa'amonim.
Clearly, Doeg, with all of his Torah knowledge, did not think about the lessons of the bells on the garments of Achimelech. He was clearly not saved by the bell. For further study, take a look at the pasuk that describes the tunic in Parshas Tetzaveh, Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Look at the words that jump out at you and take a look at what Rabbeinu Bechaya has to say about it. Let us hope that we can take the lessons of this perek to use our gift of speech in only positive ways. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmos, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eres HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.